168 African American architects are listed in a new biographical dictionary compiled and edited by Dreck Spurlock Wilson. The book includes architects left out of other collections, and it offers a comprehensive picture of almost a century of opportunities, possibilities, and work of African American architects. Mr. Wilson joins us in our studio here in Washington, D.C. He works for the city as deputy building official. Mr. Wilson, welcome.
Thank you, Linda, for having me.
I was impressed by a building which I think probably a great many of our listeners have seen, and that is the sort of spaceship-looking structure that stands at the center of LAX, of the Los Angeles airport. And I learned from your book that Paul Revere Williams, a black man, designed it.
Yes, Paul Williams was one of the most successful early black architects, and he became known as the architect to the stars of Hollywood, where he designed Southern California-style mansions for Hollywood stars such as Tyrone Power and Lucille Ball. And Paul Williams also did a renovation for President Ronald Reagan.
You quote him talking about the extra effort that he had to make just to get the opportunity to display his buildings. He said a white architect can't sort of go into the door on the design, but I have to get into the door before anybody even looks at the design. Racist attitudes, I gather, were overcome by this man, the sort of the force of his personality.
Paul Williams certainly was an astute businessman and understood that he needed to market his skills. One of the eye-catching techniques that he developed was the ability to sketch upside down, which meant that his client was looking at the sketch right side up.
Just to kind of get their attention, I guess.
Exactly.
One of the most spectacular buildings which still exists is the Free Library in Philadelphia. And that was designed by a black architect. His name was Julian Francis Abel, who you describe as an architect of the Golden Age. And again, he was a person who seemed to just move between worlds without much difficulty.
His opportunities to design significant buildings like the Free Library in Philadelphia, which was designed in 1919, came about because he was the senior designer in the office of Horace Trumbauer. It was Trumbauer,
who was white,
who was able to go out in the business world within Philadelphia and secure the commissions. And he left it to his senior designer, Julian Abel, to design and execute those commissions.
Obviously, you knew when you started about people like Paul Williams and Julian Abel, but who just dropped in on you out of the blue that you didn't know about?
Some of the probably biggest surprises came from Joseph Bartholomew Sr. of New Orleans, Louisiana, who in the 1920s and 1930s designed seven golf courses throughout the state of Louisiana. Although Louisiana was a segregated state back then, and Mr. Bartholomew could not play on the very golf courses that he designed.
One of the most famous buildings, I suppose, famous because it was so damaged during the Civil Rights era, is the church in Birmingham, where the four little girls died. That also, I mean, that, like many black churches, was designed by an African-American architect, yes?
That's correct. The 16th Street Baptist Church was designed by John Anderson Lankford, and it is a testament to the structural strength and the engineering that Lankford designed into that sanctuary, that it was able to, in large part, withstand the huge explosion. And it is a vibrant, living church as we speak.
These are obviously exceptional people, people like Paul Revere Williams and Julian Francis Abel. But what about, you know, more kind of regular guys, women and men who graduated with degrees in architecture and did the training and got the licenses and so on? Over the years, did things open up for them?
The opportunities have not really opened up commensurate with the number of African-American architects that are now practicing in the profession. There is a debate that is going on right now, revolving around the proposed African American Museum to be built on the Mall here in Washington, D.C. And even at this day and age, there is a lot of discussion whether the architect for that significant building is going to be African American.
Jack Spurlock Wilson is the editor of African American Architects, a biographical dictionary, 1865 to 1945. Mr. Wilson, thank you.
Thank you, Linda, for inviting me.